What was coming through for me as we were in service prep was about taking intelligent spiritual action and the power of it, the actual like visceral feeling of power that comes when we're really doing that. And for me, I've been understanding it in a certain way. As many of you know, I have some serious health issues. And I've chosen from these health challenges to learn as much as I possibly can, to have it be a source of learning and growth for me. So there are many, many times that I am not able to take any action. I'm incapacitated. I can't think. I can't move my body. Or if I move it, I don't have a lot of control. And that can go on for quite some time, or it can be short. I just have to ride that wave. But as we were talking about taking intelligent action, I felt in my body what it's like for me to when I come out of those, because I get reprieves from that, and the energy that comes through me to be alive and in the world and actually doing something. And I shared that sometimes that's the dishes. sometimes that's, you know, getting the laundry done. Sometimes, often it's a lot of mundane things that most of us don't tend to think about actually require action on our part because it just flows. So for me, it's like the contrast of not having that. It's almost like the life force has been taken and then having life force again. And that, and it is just, it's beautiful and it's potent and it just moves. And it's like, wow, we have that. We can do that. So that power of taking intelligent action. And then as I was walking down here, I'm like, oh, what else can I add to that? And I thought about another lesson that I've learned that piggybacks and off of this is, and it is about action or inaction or is that I've learned how energetically sloppy I have been throughout my life. When you're healthy and you have a lot of energy, you have energy to that is available to expend on spinning things in your mind over and over, or like fidgeting, or constantly staying busy, or filling, or you have to move. And thinking of like mulling things over. And that actually takes a tremendous amount of energy. And it was only when I didn't have that energy in the first place that I realized, whoa, wow, I have, you know, for much of my life expended a lot of energy on things that are ridiculous. Really. So I have developed an awareness of like, wow, how can I be the most skillful in the way that I'm using my energy? And that translates into intelligent spiritual action. So that's what I wanted to share.